Hello, everyone. This is Peter Granich. On Saturday, April 4th, as the Easter Vigil continues, waiting for the single greatest day tomorrow to take place, I decided to put out this blog post because of Michael Gentile's Saturday morning message that he puts out every week and was received earlier. And the reason I decided was Michael took the time to put a 4-minute video of a clip of an earlier interview this past week that I did with him on much more detail, but it was his answer to my question of what his Catholic Christian faith means to him, and of course during Holy Week. And I really think everybody should hear it for a few reasons. Primarily because in Scripture, which I have tried my hardest to walk with Christ through by tying it into my faith for well over half my career, there is great talk about God and money through Scripture. In fact, there's more talk and verses about things related to money than there is about what you think is the ultimate two topics people be concerned about, and that's heaven and hell. Half the parables are about it. But one of the things that Jesus talks about quite often is the challenges for those who are rich to get into heaven. And by earthly standards, Michael Gentile is rich. But there's also scripture about certain individuals who, with the blessing of finances, really did God's work and excelled, and God chose them especially, and no one more than Lazarus, who he raised from the dead. And I think Michael Gentile would be a 21st century person if there was still biblical writings being done as they were back in those days. And so when I think about, it's about 6 years ago when Michael Gentile came into my life. I had exited the metals and mining industry around 2013 after 25 years. And honestly, it would have been very hard for me to point to a truly godly person that I dealt with on the business side of it in the companies we were involved with. Not that there weren't some good people, and there were, but by and large, it was an industry, as my great friend Jay Taylor, who was one of the few good Christian men that we would actually get together during conferences and all and do Bible study and fellowship and all. It was very challenging to find faith in the world of metals and mining, particularly in the junior resource market. But in comes Michael Gentile through a unique way. And the bottom line was, we would develop such a personal relationship separate from the business. But because of the business relationship, the bounty of finances spread to me, really good friends. And I'm going to bring up a person that he speaks about in the video, Dwayne Miller. Dwayne was and is, with no offense to any other client, the best client friend I ever had, and the only one who, back in 2021, when I made a very controversial call of selling stocks and bonds to own gold, he was the only one that listened, and he really didn't know much more about gold other than how to spell it at the time. And he would go on to this phenomenal relationship now with Michael, and we talked about it, and I'll put a link to the fund that they started, that they're going hard to raise $1 billion to spread the gospel as Catholic Christian men through a special fund. And that's kind of very worthy of everything to take the time to talk about. But nevertheless, Michael today, in his Saturday morning message, which I'm going to also put a link, because if you have any interest in the junior and especially the metals and mining industry, you should subscribe to it. It's free. He sends it out weekly. But he's a very unique person. You don't meet people like this in the regular world, let alone the metals and mining industry. And as I noted in that video, his business is only third most important in his life. His family, he has 5 girls plus a wonderful wife. And of course, his Catholic Christian faith is number one, which he shares about. And I'm going to put this up I would encourage you to listen to it, embrace what he has to say. Obviously, he also speaks in the review about the news that came out from North Isle Copper and Gold. I remember him telling me about owning it at 15 cents where I started buying it. And now it trades around $3 Canadian from 15 cents. Anyway, I wanted to get this out. Most important about the faith part of the message. Also, to also take a quick moment to thank Dwayne Miller for being such a great client and friend, and his brother Don, and also what they're now doing in terms of wanting to spread the gospel. And please now, as we wait here in this Easter vigil, we've gone through the toughest day, I think, at least for me. It's very emotional. I weep during the service when I realize when I walked up to kneel before that cross and kiss it. And just thankful that tomorrow all my sins, and there's many, were taken on Jesus' shoulders and all of the humans that ever existed to that cross and endured such a horrible way of dying, but would rise and give us all the chance of eternal salvation with Christ. Amen.